This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Hey, Johnny, hey, get a load of this.
They're real bells.
Aren't they cute?
Crazy.
Hey, somebody tell me what that means.
BRFC.
What does it mean?
Black Rebels Motorcycle Club.
Isn't that cute? Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
Your call is being transferred.
Please. fathers and mothers, misses and misters, workers and lovers, thank God. Thank God for music. Get ready, Freddy, let's start the show. Rock steady, roll heavy, oh, now here we go. Thank God. Thank God for music. Thank God for music. From the factory to a dream, from Liverpool to LA. Fathers and mothers, misses and misters, workers and lovers, thank God. Thank God for music. Get ready, Freddy, let's start the show. Rock steady, roll heavy, oh, now here we go. Thank God. Thank God for music. Thank God for music. And sisters, fathers and mothers, misses and misters, workers and lovers, thank God. Thank God for music. Get ready, Freddy, let's start the show. Rock steady, roll heavy, oh, now here we go. Thank God. Thank God for music.
I feel like all issues come finally to peace. All art, religion, and politics are waiting to be rediscovered within a notion of peace. How can I spare you? How can we walk by each other from opposite ends of a long hallway without ripping each other to shreds? How can I come into your city and you into mine? The earth is in flames with every major religious tradition hijacked by its right wing. There is an unprecedented absence of leadership right now. The language of peace isn't even making it to the History Channel. There's a kind of hush over the world. Thank you.
I started taking the pills because they gave me energy. It's so humiliating. Other moms don't need help. Other moms make it look so easy. All I do is complain.
She plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. Yes. And she said, "Hey, babe, walk on the wild side. Hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, baby, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, honey, little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay. A hustle here, a hustle there. That New York City is the place where we say, hey, babe, come on, walk on the wild side. I say, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. Hit the streets looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went down to the Apollo, should have seen him go, 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 go. Hey, baby, walk on the wild side. Sugar, I walk on the wild side. Day. I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. But she says, hey babe, walk on the wild side. I say, hey babe, walk on the wild side. Hey baby, take a walk on the wild side. Hey baby.
To apologize for having a healthy sex life.
never met that funny reefer man. If he says he swam to China, wants to sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Have you ever met that funny, funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he trades you dimes for nickels and calls watermelons pickles, then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Starts into squirm and wiggle. That's that dog. That's that reefer man.
Soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Thank you. you can count on us to play Tubby Hayes. Well, for one time, maybe, and one time only. But the Tubby Hayes Quartet, now happily skeetering along in the underscore, Dear Johnny B, which actually, somebody was calling me Johnny in the doctor's office, the cardiologist office, on Monday this week. And I had to look up because it's a name I've never gone by, even though it's my real first name. Revealing a trade secret here. That's how much I care about you people. 1958, the year, Mercury Records. This is from a cool set that came out last year called A New Awakening. And this is Adventures in British Jazz, 1966 to 1971, which would yield the fact that my, yes, I have cataracts, lenses in my eyes, but I'm using prescription glasses that were bought over the counter for $180, and I still can't see a damn thing. Well, Tubby Hayes Quartet, Dear Johnny B, from this 3-CD set that came out last year on the Grapefruit label, a cool reissue label out of Merry Old. I be jumping JB, he be the mystery man. We team up to put you in our sleeper hold for 2 hours in the Free FM Music Zone. Weekly, live on Wednesday nights between 10 p.m. and midnight, and repeated on Sunday mornings on Free at 2 a.m. to aid and abet your nightmares. We are live from to hard drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A on what has been in this meat locker of a winter, a nice day to be outside and fan the flames of fun, even though Punxsutawney Phil says we got 6 more weeks of winter. I am one of the few Jerseyans who really doesn't detest the cold. I feel it more as I've aged. It's kind of like, just throw on 2 extra shirts. That'll get it done. Well, that's a male antidote to cold. Ladies, you got the goods. You can leave the extra 2 shirts off. Well, this is one of those days it was 30 and maybe in the mid-30s by the week's end before it gets cold again. It's great. After a series, it didn't get above 20 degrees last week here in the winter of 2025-26 here in Jersey. And man, it was intimidating. It really was. There were nights like well, what should we do? Do we need this? Do we need to go to the store tonight? I don't want to go out there in that cold, do you? Tonight being Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, a dated weather report. Now, that's entertainment, no? Hey, listen, you can employ the strategy because I can't hear you. You pay your dollar to listen to this program, you get to holler. I believe the term stifled yourself. We don't want to hear about weather. We want to hear music. And if you got a point of view about it, let's hear that as well. But make it brief. Oh, wait. It's Jumpin' JB. There's no brevity on this show. This segment, as we do 3 soirees in our time together, working towards retrospect number 713 at midnight tonight. We have the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act to put a timestamp ending on this program. We Cheat the Hangman up next. And we'll tell you when, because these lines are blurry on the show. I don't even know if we bother to establish them anymore. We just do them, you know, the arbitrary lines, and then you figure out where things stop and where they start. Savvy? Scene. And then our current quest, tonight your ears, tomorrow the world. Our hour and 58-minute tour day farce. The weekly opening of the Rock and Roll History Books. And we left no trace in our opening gambit, but we certainly went different places. I'll explain. Before Tubby Hayes, and before we leave him, maybe forever, although I like this piece, so I wouldn't be playing it. This piece is called Dear Johnny B., as noted, released in 1968, which I wrote down and then said 1958. Fontana Records, which was the Pretty Things label when they started in 1964. A short career for the Tubster. He's a multi-instrumentalist. Hosted a TV show. And worked with Ronnie Scott, who still has a British jazz club in England. This album that we took Dear Johnny B. from is called Mexican Green, the Tubby Hayes Quartet. Sun Ra and his Astro Intergalactic Infinity Orchestra before the well-established one, led by Marshall Allen, who's still having at it. On stage, he released his first solo album at the age of 100 within the last year and a half. But this ad hoc band of people who like to listen to Sun Ra, or maybe they didn't, and his philosophies, and then shapeshift it into music. We heard the piece called I'm Gonna Unmask the Batman, recorded for a radio station, WXPN, which is out of Philadelphia here in the States, about 2 hours from where we are. July 1974, the original was by Lacey Gibson, who recorded for Sun Ra's established label, Saturn Records. Sun Ra, for all his perceived madness, was pretty sharp about his place in the music business and how to actually get some money out of it and make some money out of it compared to most of his peers who just got robbed blind. Baron Lee and the Mills Blue Rhythm Band. We'll send this one out to Todd, our COO at the other station we work at, Homegrown Radio NJ, out of New Jersey here. The Mystery Man's on Sunday nights between 5 and 7 in the p.m. on Homegrown Radio NJ. And I'm on, well, I've been off. I've missed more time on two radio stations over the past year than I have in my entire pay-to-volunteer radio career. Not gnashing teeth, just saying. Baron Lee and the Mills Blue Rhythm Band did the piece from 1932 called Reefer Man. Take a wild stab as to what that's about. He was with lyrics. The lyrics were written by Andy Razoff. It was originally written for Cab Calloway, and I've heard his version. It's similar, just not the Cab Calloway Orchestra filled it out wonderfully. Billy Banks, the lead singer of the Baron Lee Band, Reefer Man from 1932. Undercover Ska did that remake, a bit more guitar oriented than the original from the 60s. Music to Watch Girls By 1997 the year. And I had to LOL to myself when I saw the title of that piece and heard it, because it's like, well, there's not much music that's bad to watch girls by. I mean, maybe, you know, some aggressive industrial music like the likes of Ministry. Be like, yeah, this is distracting. This sounds like I put my head in a cement mixer. Ricky Lee Jones did that slinky, sexy version of Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side from 2024, the Lou cover album called The Power of the Heart. That's the one that Keith Richards is on. He does a cover of I'm Waiting for My Man. And if there was a man who was born and lived to tell, that's certainly the perfect song for Keith in sentiment and in truth. Ricky Lee did a great job on that, I thought. A couple drops from the Desperate Housewives TV show and also the Shop Apocalypse Choir of Reverend Billy. We heard the instrumental by Southern Culture on the Skids, the pride of North Carolina and trash culture down there. Heard the instrumental Red Beans and Reverb, originally a B-side for the Geffen label in the 1990s. Rick Miller, a modern-day guitar hero you rarely, if ever, hear about. It's a three-piece band. He drives it. He's got that swamp sound down a la Fogerty, John Fogerty. And I think they're tremendous. They made some of my favorite albums of the last 30 years. Southern Culture and the Skids, Red Beans and Reverb. Spanky and Our Gang did that piece called Super Flabbergasted from 1967. Pretty underrated and versatile group. Took that from their collection. That was remastered and reissued this collection out of Australia. Spanky and Our Gang out of the States here. Was this BGO? Yeah, this is BGO. Reissue label out of Australia. But it's surprising they've been most favorably or unfavorably, depending on what reviewer you read, to Mamas and Papas, chiefly because a woman was one of the front people of that band. But they were different, more versatile, funnier, surprising, strong, at least to me. Ringo with Thank God for Music. Can I get an amen? Anybody? No, this is mandatory. If you've attended the show, this is mandatory. You, and you. Nah, maybe not you. Let's get an amen for Rongo Starr's opinion. Thank God for Music, which I repeated to myself numerous times over the weekend. That's from 2019, the album What's My Name? Ringo's still going strong at 85. He's on a broccoli and water diet, apparently. Weighs 120 pounds. Is married to the Bond girl from The Spy Who Loved Me, or The Spy Who Shagged Me in Austin Powers speak. Still tours. Gets behind a drum kit and shows people how it's done. Nothing against the Neil Peart's and Buddy Rich's and flashy drummers. To me, especially in rock and roll, definitively in rock and roll, the best two drummers of the past 60 years, Charlie Watts from the Stones, Ringo Starr from the Beatles, because they were in the best two bands. Began the show with the Phil Spector-produced album called End of the Century, released today in music history in 1980, a fruitful year. and the track called Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? That album, notorious for Phil Spector shooting guns at the Ramones while they were trying to record. Which it kind of, I guess he was going for, let me keep these guys off balance. Wouldn't be just off balance. If I was the Ramones, I'd be lined up, like, punch Phil Spector out. He's about, what, 5'2" and drunk? So time is like, hey, Chubby, get over here so I can give you two black eyes instead of one. But it's Phil Spector, so they got through the session. And aside from Pleasant Dreams, I believe, it's one of the last couple of great Ramones records. The original band, well, Tommy wasn't in it, Marky was. What a good album. I think that came out during the 1980 Winter Olympics as well. The Olympics of Eric Heiden and the hockey, USA hockey team. Winter Olympics start in a day and a half in Italy. And I'm in. I love the Winter Olympics. Luge, bobsledding, skiing. Although, Lindsey Vonn, how do you, she worked so hard to come back at age 41 and then she crashed into the fence and messed up her knee and is in danger of missing this Olympics in the downhill. As notorious for her love affairs of Tiger Woods, the hockey player PJ Subban, and there was some other high profile romance where it just didn't work out. Plus, she was married to a skier and then divorced his ASSS to run off with Tiger Woods. You know, if you're thinking prospective partners, a guy who walked out on his model wife to play around with the world's oldest profession, you kind of got to be thinking, he's going to do it to me, too. And eventually he did. And that's where we've been. Oh, Brando checked in. What do you got? Some music news for the needy that dwell among you. Earthstrong. Rosa Parks would have celebrated a birthday today. She changed the world, didn't she? Here in America, at least. 1929, and I couldn't find either the Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio or Paul Burleson's solo album. But he was born today in 1929. He was the guitar player for each group. And man, that guy whipped up some gospel fever. Except he wasn't playing for the Lord. He was playing to put some extra grease in his hair and make sure his whiskey glass was filled at the bar. 1929, Paul Burleson, born today. Alice Cooper, celebrating a birthday today. And you know, the original Alice Cooper group, once you get past the first two albums, unless you're really into hearing Alice as a different, by the time they got to the third album, Love It to Death, I thought they were great. All the way up through Muscle of Love, their last album before they were all too substance abused, self-abused, to carry on. Vincent Furnier, celebrating a birthday today, 1948. John Steele, not John Peel, or John Steed, but John Steele, today in 1941. Go drum for the animals, Johnny. Go drum for the animals. Jimmy Johnson, part of the group at Muscle Shoals Studio in Alabama, today in 1943. Barry Beckett, the same, on the same day, 1943. Keyboard player. I think he worked on one of the Traffic records. Might have been, it wasn't Low Spark for I.O. Boys. It was the following one. Shoot Out at the Fantasy Factory. I think they recorded there. I think. Margie and Marianne Ganser from Staten Island, born today as twins in 1947. One of them OD'd at the age of 22. Tough girls, gone too soon. 1951, Phil Ehart, the drummer for Kansas. I got time for Kansas. And if you're skeptical, and I know, Dust in the Wind and the other song, Carry On Wayward Son, way too much play. But go back to the first record, dig a song called Song for America, and your life will be better immediately. Not just soon, immediately. Jerry Shirley, the drummer for Humble Pie, born today in 1951. I couldn't stand Humble Pie after Frampton left because they stopped playing acoustic music, betrayed Stevie Marriott's legacy, and, you know, played a lot of hard-rocking power trio, quartet or trio stuff, and I didn't like it. I couldn't like it. I wouldn't like it. Finally, MJ Lenderman, born today in 1999, 27 years old. Oof. A lot of critical acclaim for his record last year. He also works with the punk band Wednesday. You can hear more of Lenderman's shenanigans on A Sonic Youth, heard here on Free FM. That's debuts on Wednesdays and is repeated on Thursdays. A Sonic Youth half-hour look at indie and alternative that a young man has miraculously become acquainted with and loves. Bring Out Your Dead, 1983. Karen Carpenter, 32 years young, which apparently she had some game as far as the drummer's concerned, but a future generation would never know that because she died of anorexia, complications of that. Maurice White, the age of 74, he used to work for Chess Records. He was the quote-unquote leader of Earth, Wind & Fire in its early days. And, man, you listen to those records, tighter than the proverbial drum, and a great stage show today in 2016. Reg Presley, Reggie, today in 2013 at the age of 71, the lead singer and ribald rascal of the Troggs, the band that did Wild Thing and I Can't Control Myself. Donald Byrd did the song Christ the Redeemer and went on to join the disco dance band, the Blackbirds, who had that great disco song, Walking in Rhythm, in the 1970s. He went home today in 2013 at the age of 80. Lux Interior. And I remember the Cramp CD. You'll be hearing it later on, if I ever shut up. At the age of 62 in 2009, are the artist for the record label I co-owned back in the 1990s, got to know Ivy and Lux, said all that stuff was for the stage. They really were the sweetest, nicest people. And Lux looked good in six-inch heels, and Ivy looked good in next to nothing, because that's what she wore. Liberace, 1987, at the age of 67, he and his flamboyance flew the coop. Alex Harvey had a major heart attack in 1982 and died, I think, on stage maybe at the age of 49. He had the sensational Alex Harvey band. 1975, the true king of rock and roll got a toe tag. Louis Jordan, without the Timpani Five, 66 again. And man, those sides from the 1940s and some from the 30s, definitely the template, I have always thought, since I first got wind of how great Louis Jordan was, were the template for what we got to hear from 1954 on. 54 top 10 hits and 18 number one singles on the R&B charts. And finally, Signe Anderson was the first female lead singer in the Jefferson Airplane when they used to be the feature band at Marty Ballin's Matrix Club in San Francisco when they were getting started. Then Grace Slick, you know, kind of elbowed Signey out when she was pregnant with a baby, and they become mega. Brain food in the music business, and all the news that gives you fits later in the show. For now, the beat goes on with the madman, Slim Gaylord, here on the Paleface Parabola. Free FM and podcast all over the place, except no substitute.
You It's understood, it's full or it ain't no good. If you'll share my cottage for two, I'll be a king with a queen for a spouse. And maybe in a year or a few, we'll have a full house. So when you kiss me, honey, want the full kiss, and give the full hug, honey, then we can't miss. 'Cause you know it's understood, it's full or it ain't no good. Shining above, and those stars that are twinkling so bright, they're winking, it's time to love, and they're full right. So when you kiss me, honey, want the full kiss, and give the full hug, honey, then we can't miss. 'Cause you know it's understood when When you kiss me, when you hug me, it must be full or it ain't no good.
Action.
Thank you.
Albums released today in music history. We mentioned before about the Ramones, end of the century. Today in 1980, again, the mostly original bunch produced by Phil Spector. And I wouldn't do this to you because you hear enough Nicks on the radio. I'm certain if radio's anything like it is here, at least commercial radio. You hear enough Nicks on that stuff. 1977, Fleetwood Mac released Rumor. I was living in Asbury Park, New Jersey at the time. Loved it. Got pretty far out there where the buses don't run. While I was living there, couldn't help it in the house I was living in. And I remember buying that record at the local shop, bringing it back and playing it and thinking, hey, you know, that's pretty good. People walking in the house saying, hey, what is that? That's pretty good. It was the Buckingham Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, with an album, again, that sold over 40 million copies. And I was saying something to one of my customers over the weekend, said, you know, that's an album I'll never listen to again as long as I live, because there's no need. I heard it over and over and over again. Detracting slightly from the greatness of Lindsey Buckingham. Slightly. 1986, Janet Jackson released Control. She was 19 years old. 5 top 10 hits on it. Echo and the Bunnymen with Porcupine. Today in 1983, that's the Will Sargent and Ian McCullough Band from Liverpool. They were at around the same time as Julian Cope before he went out of his mind and The Teardrop Explodes, among others. 1997, Silverchair with the album Freak Show, a record I've never heard, but I think I remember has been recommended to me. All the news that gives you fits. We'll back announce what we played and then get right back to it. For We Cheat the Hangman, as we lead to the inevitable conclusion of the program, The Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. David Bowie released the album Station to Station on January 23rd, 1976. It's the album with the song Golden Years on it, which is a huge hit here in the States. I think it's the greatest thing he's ever done. He was in that Thin White Duke phase where he was 80 pounds, lived on milk, peppers, and really strong cocaine, was out of his mind living in Los Angeles, and had to flee to Berlin to Iggy Pop to clean up from drugs in early 1977, so they could make the album Low and also Iggy's Lust for Life. Yeah, sure, they were clean and behaved themselves there. Sure they did. Low was released January 14th, 1977. That's a fantastic record as well. IMHO was recorded in France at some old chateau where some stuff worked and some stuff didn't. Clint Hill was JFK's Secret Service man. He was a car behind him in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963. Was haunted the rest of his life and blamed himself for JFK getting his head blown off in the street. He tried to commit suicide 37 days later. Didn't work out. So Clint, really frustrated in the later days of 1963 into early 1964. Mike Joyce, the I think he was the drummer of the Smiths. I can't stand the Smiths except for Johnny Marr, so I don't even know. 1982 to 1987, quote, "We didn't have a decline. I'd say it was from the first note of the first record, except..." Was this non... "How soon..." Oh, "except how soon is now. That was definitely not a decline." I'm of the opinion. It was like, England loves that band, man. I can't stand them, except for Johnny Marr's actually done good work after the Smiths, whereas with Moz, he's inconsistent. NASA has spent $60 billion over 60 years to build a rover to explore the Martian surface. To service the service. Oh, whatever. Talk amongst yourselves. Marjorie Taylor Greene, once a scourge, now the voice of MAGA reason. She once called AOC a traitor and indulging in treasonous behavior here in the States. Now people actually go to her for opinions. Amazing. You live long enough. Uncut Magazine, because the English trades, to my knowledge, and somebody please tell me different, if there is different, in studio text line 908-914-7582, because we podcast as well all week long for opinions on the Mystery Man's music and, you know, what we say to you. I think for the most part you can trust me, but not all. Uncut Magazine named their album of 2025 the band Pulp, Jarvis Cocker's band. The album is called More. I haven't heard a note on it, and what I've heard from their albums in the past, I didn't like them. Springsteen, his song rewrite, to me, it sounds like John Fogerty, Creedence song, mixed up with My Hometown from Born in the USA. Not to say it's bad, and certainly I agree with the sentiment, because he's naming names. Don Was, who is now, he produced the Stones for over 30 years. He worked also, he's the A&R director for Blue Note, one of the most prestigious jobs you can have in jazz. And he's got his own band now, based out of Detroit. He said the reason that he wanted to play music, hearing Joe Henderson's Mode for Joe, changed his life. And you know what? I've heard that piece, and it's amazing. So Don Was has good ears. Detroit mantra for musicians. No matter what's thrown at you, you keep playing. The Bellam Lip Balms. See if that helps any. Not much. They're from Melbourne, Australia. It's the best city in... the best city in Melbourne. It's the... the best city in Australia for music, it says here. Says Mike Braduca. And if you don't like that opinion, blame Mike Braduca. All the news that gives you fits, part two. Sly Dunbar got a toe tag this past weekend. Part of the rhythm section on Speed Dial from Jamaica, along with Robbie Shakespeare. Sly Dunbar fell in love with fake drums in the 1980s. I couldn't stand them. I could never figure out. It's like, yeah, you got to get Sly Dunbar. It's like, what for? To like flatten and deaden your rhythm section? Sylvan Goldman, post-World War I, invented the shopping cart. Today, There's 25 million of them at any given time, at any moment, in any American store. Then, men considered using a shopping cart emasculating. I'm a man bag guy for that description. My endocrinologist is trying to talk me into a man bag so I can carry my works around with me. It's like, there's no way I'm doing that. I'm wearing no fanny packs. It's like, what are you, homophobic? No. But in that case, yes. Timothy Chalamet wants to be as great as Daniel Day-Lewis, Marlon Brando, who we started the show with, Viola Davis, Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, and Michael Jordan. No Michael Jackson? No Michael? He rode the boat ashore, you know. Timothy Chalamet, he shoots low. Marty Simpson was a heck of a movie. I got to see a second time. And I think people, it must be streaming now, the Bob Dylan movie, Complete Unknown, that came out earlier this year, because people were asking me if I've seen it and if I liked it, and I gave an amen to both over the weekend. Don McLean, oh, that's the American Pie singer, Bible scholar. There is no real and no place in Scripture where it says empathy is a sin, which is part of the MAGA handbook here in the States. Finally, this, The Faces with Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood. Their final concert was on November 1st, 1975 in Minneapolis. Boy, imagine if those drunks walked down the street after a gig. Good thing they aren't wobbling there now. I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't see the video of the Alex Pretty murder until Wednesday of last week. That guy got, as a friend of mine said in the store on Saturday, he got executed. There was no reason for that. None. The Rene Good was bad enough. That was even worse. IMHO. I mean, that was terrible what they did to that poor guy. He did nothing wrong except try to defend that woman that, what was it, six guys were pushing around. It's a disgrace what's going on in the States here in New Jersey. Disgrace, I tell you. All right, what you heard in that last set, we ended with the Cramps doing Goo Goo Muck from Psychedelic Jungle, their second record. Lux Interior, as noted before, 62 today. I didn't like their first record, Songs the Lord Taught Us. I was listening to different music back then, reggae and soul, and I was like, oh, these people can't play. That was part of the point. It's released on the IRS label, 1981. Goo Goo Muck, their signature song, a lot because Ivy's guitar work on it. That would be Poison Ivy to you men who've never enjoyed the joys of Poison Ivy with next to nothing on. Before the Cramps, Louis Jordan, and I believe that this was recorded with the Timpani 5, some radio recordings of the day, It's Full or It Ain't No Good, 1944, the year. Louis Jordan, as noted before, one of the kings of rock and roll. The Fickle Pickle, before that one, Jesu Christu, from a set that came out last year, another one on the Grapefruit label, All God's Children. Three CD set, a lot of British bands on here, and this is Songs from the British Jesus Rock Revolution, 1967 to 1974. I really like to give you a travelogue on that label, what you heard. The Fickle Pickle from November of 1971. Lena Lovitch from Toy Box, released early last year or late in 2024. Three CD set. I think she only made three records. We heard Monkey Talk from 1978, one of the tracks that was left on the cutting room floor from Stateless. I was so happy to find this box set over the weekend. I almost wept, and I didn't have to gnash teeth this time. Started off the set with Slim Gaylord and Frank Rhodes. Frank Rhodes Round. Slim under the spell of the twist movement of the day, made popular by Chubby Checker, the anthem written by Hank Ballard in his days with the Midnights. We are the Pale-Faced Parabola. We cheat the hangman at this juncture on a weekly basis. Before we make way for the mystery man, the underscore Tom Berlane with Sleepwalking from Warm and Cool in 1992. And here be the Wolves, a.k.a. the best band in the land since the early 1980s. I submit to you boldly and with that fear of contradiction.
Moving. brothers and sisters. I want to see a sea of hands out there. Let me see a sea of hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
That's right.
You must choose, brothers. You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify?
People. People are the true flowers of life. And it has been a most precious pleasure to have temporarily strolled in your garden.
Musical hopscotch, mental gymnastics, the Pale-Faced Parabola in two lickety-split hours here, most Wednesday evenings from around 10 p.m. till midnight as we grease the skids for retrospect 60s garage punk and psychedelic music with the ubiquitous Phil Gray in charge of that show. That's the good news, and so is this in the underscore, the title track of Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters record from 2014. This is a different band than the classic Broadcasters quintet of the 1990s, but it still rages once it gets let out of the cage. Good news, Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters. Then there was Bo Diddley. Haven't played enough him. Bo Diddley is loose from 1961. He, along with Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Willie Dixon and Louis Jordan, really wrote down the basics and the template for what rock and roll was and should be. Ellis McDaniel, which he copped to in that song, his real name, started off playing on a two-string guitar that he made himself. Bo Diddley. Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli. From 1953, did they work together that long or that late? Well, that's kind of what it said here on the liner notes. So I got to go with it, even though they're wrong if I'm wrong. And we heard the track called Swing Guitars, which spotlighted Django and, well, Grappelli too. Man, I could listen to those guys all day and twice on Sunday. Started the set off with Los Lobos covering Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bootleg. That from a 2016 collection of Spanish bands, modern-day Spanish bands, covering CCR songs, and it works. Not everything, but there's enough on there where you're glad you got the record. I know I am. And the meters say, yeah, you're right.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you?
That's why I wasn't here myself in the cans. Zappa and the Mothers from the first album, 1966, with the return of the son of the Monster Magnet, a perennial, weekly, nearly, here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, either stateside with the plate spin or in the real deep south of the world, New Zealand. And out to you in the podcast as well. Two to finish up the show. Dion from 1965, Columbia thought, okay, if Dion wants to sound like Dylan on a record, we'll let him. Then they heard the album, said, we're not releasing this. It took till 2017, and Billy Miller and Miriam from Norton Records, decided that somehow they got the rights to this album called Kickin' Child and did this track called Now from that album. There's a couple Dylan covers on there, etc. And the Meters before that, I think we told you that. The Meters before that with Yeah, You Right from the collection of Meter stuff from, well, let's just say the First Family of Syncopation. The First Family of the Parabola includes the Mystery Man who pulls the veil back briefly at the end of our shows here on the Pale-Faced Parabola to tell you about his selection here as we pivot smoothly to the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. And what do you got for us this week?
We have something from Antti Martikainen, a Finnish composer.
Okay.
Who composes pretty cinematic sounding stuff that I think some of it goes to video games.
Frank Zappa was still with us, he'd probably say, where's the video games? I want to play them. Because he was, as an adventurer, most Luddites, like myself, are afraid of technology and don't want anything to do with it. Our show has hit the finish line. Only left two things on the cutting room floor this week. We thank you for your ears. We say, sláinte, good fortune, and go well from the Mystery Man. And I, back presumably in 168 hours, to have at you again. In the meantime, 5 minutes of joy, courtesy of the Mystery Man. And you have a open invitation to be part of our night here on Free FM 89.0 for Retrospect coming up next. We'll be right back.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.